Greetings, this is Joe McKesson, Marketing Director of the New Orleans Opera, a.k.a. Opera Joe, with this week's podcast, New Orleans Opera at Large. It's a very exciting time of year because our first three operas of the season have been finished. So far, our 75th anniversary is off to a rolling and rollicking start with some of the most exciting performances that people have seen in decades. Of course, Maria de Buenos Aires was a huge hit and a sellout for us, and in a very exciting operatic experience because it involved tango, Piazzolla, and some of the greatest interpreters of these roles, and of course the return of Tomer Zvolun, a great director and artistic leader of Atlanta Opera. So it's been an exciting time. Then we followed that with Pagliacci, a huge success. Brad Dalton returning to direct the wonderful Double Bill, which of course was our 1943 season company association opener. This beautiful Double Bill, which of course our artists and maestro and orchestra and chorus performed to perfection. And then the cherry on our fall part of the season, Orpheus in the Underworld. What a romp. I can't remember being in an audience anywhere with so much enthusiasm for the can-can. That hit over 150, 60, almost 70 years later, and it is still a sensation. You know, there's just some pieces of music that are forever, and the can-can is one of those. You could basically sell anything with a proper can-can, and I think we can-can learn that as we can-can our way to the theater. That's where we do go to learn. But today, I wanted to talk about Christmas, because Christmas in New Orleans is a very special thing. Just like Halloween was, I am constantly amazed at how people here in New Orleans just go crazy for their holidays, and Christmas is no exception. Our wonderful sponsor, WWL AM Magic 101.9, are the premier Christmas bringers, and I'm here in their studios recording, thinking about all the great events we have coming up.
Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold, ding dong ding dong, that is the song, with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, all in the dance, telling us how
I'm
Now, we start off this wonderful holiday season with the opera scenes at Loyola University this weekend, November 17th at 7:30 at Neunemaker Hall. This presentation is called The French Connection. It salutes the tricentennial of New Orleans, of course, our 75th anniversary, and the vibrant French cultural heritage that we all live in here in New Orleans, that I'm now a part of and learning about. My French study has not helped me one bit. Burgundy? Seriously, Burgundy? Well, it doesn't matter. You can call it what you want, because at the end of the day, it's home. And I am falling in love with New Orleans, especially the Loyola scenes. I had the pleasure of going last spring, and I was blown away, not only by the wonderful talent, but by the music choices that these students made. Truly cutting-edge opera and literary choices that just blew my mind for ones so young. Now, of course, they get a lot of that from their great teachers, Carol Rausch, Claire Shackleton, and David Morlock. They all kind of fuel the fire for these wonderful students. There'll be 35 singers, and they will present a lively mix of scenes from opera, operetta, and Broadway, representing famous operas given their U.S. premieres right here in New Orleans and theatrical works set both in France and Louisiana. There's a lot of favorites I can think of. Yes, yes. It should be great. Again, the music direction of Carol Rausch, who is, of course, our music administrator and chorus master, who we would not survive or make it through an opera season without. Thank you, Carol Rausch. And, of course, the staging, as I mentioned, is by Claire Shackleton and, of course, the incredible legacy of David Morlock. You have to say David's name in a theatrical manner, or else it just doesn't come across. I hope to have him on for an interview soon. I had the pleasure of working with David Morlock when I was a young singer, and I left the experience a greater artist for it. Yes, the great ones sometimes will make you pay attention to what they're saying in the most interesting theatrical ways, and that is David Morlock. The event is free and open to the public, so make your way this weekend, November 17th, 2017, at 7:30 p.m. to see the Loyola Opera Scenes, The French Connection.
Thank you.
Now, this Sunday, November 19th, there'll be a very special concert at 5 p.m. for the Louisiana Musicians Disaster Relief Fund, Gabriel Fauré's Requiem. The soloist will be Haley Whitney, Raheem Mandal, and Jesse Reeks. And the ad hoc relief orchestra will be donating their time under the baton of Paul Mofray. This will be at the Trinity Episcopal Church at 1329 Jackson Avenue. And that is www.trinitynola.com. Please come and donate heavily to Louisiana Musicians Disaster Relief Fund. Now, one of the most exciting things going on for me this holiday season is Christmas at the Guildhall. The ladies come and decorate the house to the nines, up to the rafters with beautiful garlands and lights, statuettes, creches, and Santa and his reindeer in many forms from many time periods. It is one of the most luscious, delicious Christmas events in the city. And they'll be extending tour hours from the last week of November through New Year's. So I hope that you'll come down to 2504 Britannia Street and see all the amazing decorations at the Guildhall. In fact, this year, Betty Brooks Doss has made us a wonderful and beautiful Christmas book to save as a momentum of the Guildhall at Christmas. Now, they've priced this book at $30 as a fundraiser for the opera in its 75th year. So I hope you'll partake in buying this book. It is adorable. It's the very thing that your grandmother would love for you to have or that she would love to receive herself. It is a great record of how we decorate the house and the history of why and where the decorations go for what reason. It is phenomenal. So please take the tour, get the book, and give the women a cheer for decorating the Guildhall so beautifully for us every year. We also have a special treat this holiday season. We'll be presenting on December 8th a new children's opera. Yes, we've become very famous for our Hansel and Gretel that we have done even just this fall to the tune of 400 students in attendance. And of course, they love Hansel and Gretel. But it's time to introduce a new piece. So we're introducing Little Red Riding Hood by Seymour Barab. And that will be part of our 75th anniversary plan to expand our educational offerings. So we've added a new opera. It will premiere with us on December 8th. Two performances, one at 1 p.m. and another at 2 p.m. at Young Audiences Charter School, 1407 Virgil Street, Gretna, Louisiana. Of course, you can find this information on NewOrleansOpera.org education. This delightful presentation is fully staged and costumed. It's about 40 minutes long, and it is specifically designed for children, so please bring all your kids, but it also contains humor that parents and teachers will appreciate. We're hoping that this will be a nice complement to our Hansel and Gretel. It has all the regular characters, the wolf, the woodsman, the mother, the grandmother, are hilarious, all done in a kind of operatic commedia dell'arte style. The storybook characters will vividly pop into life with great humor. And of course, as usual, Little Red Riding Hood is the smartest of them all. So please come December 8th at 1 p.m. and another performance at 2 p.m. Young Audiences Charter School, 1407 Virgil Street, Gretna, Louisiana. The cast, of course, is all of our wonderful, wonderful singers from Loyola and Tulane and NOCA. As Little Red Riding Hood, we will see Alana Gleason. And the role of the wolf slash woodsman, Raheem Mandal. As the mother and grandmother, Kate Holm and Catherine Doyan. Should be very good. The rehearsal director is Todd Simmons, our executive director, and the production is staged by William Moat, the director of education. Our collaborative pianist for the performances is Jan Cox. Thank you, Jan. It's a lot of time, and we really appreciate it. We appreciate all of our pianists, and if you ever meet one or see one, be sure to tell them thank you. You have no idea how many hours they spend at the piano.
I'm the wolf, ha, ha, ha. I'm the Lord Billy and Gray, hungry wolf, ha, ha, ha. I'm the villain of this play. I'm a fearsome beast of snort and slide that must be admitted. Oh, many have tried to take my hide. I've yet to be outwitted.
So as you can see, we have lots going on between now and Christmas, and what an exciting time it is. This Friday, you can go see Loyola opera scenes, you can go on Sunday and hear the Gabriel Fauré Requiem, and then you can go to the opera party on December 2nd, you can see our new production of a children's opera, Little Red Riding Hood, on December 8th, and of course, all this time, anytime after the Thanksgiving week, you can go to the Guild Home and see the Guild Home at Christmas. It is going to be sensational. And then, of course, the last opera and tap at the old opera house. This is how opera connects. When we say opera connects in social media, we're not saying that it just connects to the heart from the stage. That's one connection. Yes, that's true. But it also connects the community. We're putting opera right in your face in all these wonderful venues for you to go to. Opera is all-encompassing because it requires the artists to be inspired, because the music that they sing is so difficult that they have to put lots of practice time into it. Every opera we do is diligently rehearsed and put together. We present opera because we are opera addicts, and therefore we know that opera connects people. The beautiful music enlighten the soul, the stories inspire new stories, and the young artist and older artist dazzle and entertain with their amazing ability to put language, emotions, and literature on its feet for us to understand. Opera connects viscerally across all the arts, and that's why we love it so. So we hope that you'll understand what we mean by that as we close the year, because opera connects is a sentiment that will go on long beyond our 75th anniversary as we go from person to person, introducing opera to them one person at a time, because that's what it takes. Bring a friend to the opera. And if you see someone in the house that you've never seen before, go up to them and talk to them about opera. Let them know why it's so important and all the great memories that it's built for you. Opera is memories. A great performance, as we all know, is forever. And that's why opera connects. It goes across every level of our community. And it reaches to include everyone in the New Orleans area. There are people here so inspired by opera, they're making up original crazy operas to put into Mardi Gras parades, original crazy operas to put into jazz shows. And that's going to be the wonderful exploration of New Orleans opera at large. This podcast right here. We will continue on. So I appreciate you listening, and I hope that you will enjoy all the great concerts we have coming up for Christmas. Don't be afraid of Christmas. No matter what denomination you are, no matter what your background, we can all celebrate the glory of beautiful lights, wonderful imagination, and of course, in-depth, wonderful, thought-provoking opera. Talk to you next week. This has been your host, Joe McKesson, the marketing director at New Orleans Opera, a.k.a. Opera Joe. Take care, and I'll be talking to you the week after Thanksgiving.
Poi danaro, vuol dire, Rodolfo e buon Marcello, e ora tutto, dove?
Ho 30 soldi, tutto!
Dove? Ma c'è più, ma il mio tesoro è!
Thank you.